Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right. Well, Queen Elizabeth II was supposed to appear at the UN Climate Conference next week, but citing health concerns, she will not be there. Joining us right now with the latest on the Queen's health is Tom Rivers, ABC News foreign correspondent in London. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Paul. Yeah, a lot of people asking questions because this was kind of forced out of the Buckingham Palace press office. The Sun tabloid got wind that she was in the hospital, ran with the story. Then the palace came out with a statement. Normally, if any senior royal is in the hospital overnight, yes, there's going to be a statement going out to the wire services, to the networks, etc. Not the case this time. So a lot of questions. The rationale from the press office was that she wasn't in for treatment. She was in for tests. Hence, they didn't do anything. A lot of the papers here is having trouble getting their head around that, but be that as it may, she is now at the at Windsor Castle, and she is resting. She did see a couple of ambassadors virtually yesterday, new ambassadors to the UK. Quick hello, a couple minutes each. So she's doing it her way, and she's very, very disappointed, as you can well imagine. World leaders coming in Monday evening, big reception. She was going to kick it all off. Now she can't, and Charles and William, I guess, are going to be in her place.
Well, she is 95 years old and has been in remarkable health, at least up till now, as far as we know. But this signals that perhaps the Queen is beginning to slow down a little bit.
Yeah, it happens. It happens to all of us. Let's put it that way. And finally, now I think people have noticed, particularly 6 months ago, the passing of Philip. Her husband, and then now she is finally slowing down. She's got a walking stick now. We've been told that her doctors have told her do not have a martini every evening, which she loved doing. So they're kind of doing what they can to try her to just get rested up. And again, she was doing a lot of engagements the last couple of weeks, and they say she looks pretty exhausted. And as you say, at 95, you know, you can't run like you did when you're 18.
Right, exactly. Next in line, though, not to be morbid or anything, but, when Elizabeth is no longer queen, that would be her son, Prince Charles, right?
You got it. And, again, he isn't, as of right now, he's not as popular as the queen, but it is what it is. And, again, he's no spring chicken either. He's over 70 now. So, he will get to sit on the throne, and then William will be next in line. And, of course, it was William and Harry kind of rehabilitated the royal stakes after the big feud between Charles and Diana. But now, a mini, if you will, subplot, of course, the Harry story kind of breaking off from the royals. So, yeah, never a dull moment. Keep watching this space. Yeah,
absolutely. We will do that. I know you will as well. Tom, appreciate the reporting. Thanks so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.